أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran Through the Living Quran, in which we have been going over and investigating chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. And as we get again closer to the end of this chapter, we see that there is almost a culmination, a conclusion that God is presenting to us. It is as if the entire Quran, if all the previous verses that we've been reviewing up to now have been just the core, the substance, the body of the discussion. And these last few verses are the conclusion, the summary, the brief synopsis of all that we have been going over and reading. And so today in our review of verse number 81 from Surah Yasin, we want to look again at the aspect of creation as God brings it up in this verse. Not only the creation of that which is around us, but our creation, and actually maybe we can put it better, that our recreation on the day of resurrection, when we will be brought forth from our graves and we will be standing in the presence, in the court of Allah, of God the Almighty. Before we go into the commentary, let us listen to the Arabic and the English translation, and we'll then come back and deliberate upon this verse for a few moments. God says the following in chapter number 36, verse 81.
أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Has he who created the heavens and the earth not the power of creating other people like them? Why not? He is the supreme creator and possessor of all knowledge. God shows us in this verse a comparison that he tells us that the one who created the heavens, the universe, the planets, the solar system, the entire, you know, galaxy and everything that's out there, if he has the ability to create all of that, does he not have the ability to create us, to recreate us on the day of judgment? Obviously, God is posing to us a rhetorical question. The answer should obviously be yes. Of course, God, you have the ability. You have created everything. You've created planets that are so far away that it takes us, the human beings, tens of years to reach to them. And it may take us hundreds of years to reach to stars and other parts of this universe. And if you can create all of that, then what about something as simple as a human being? Something as small, as insignificant as a human being? We understand, based on the commentary offered by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, that the human being, that you and I, are a combination of a physical body and the immaterial spirit, the soul that we have within us. The physical body that you and I have, that this will end with death. Once we die and our body is set in the ground to, the remains are laid in the ground to rest, our body will decay, our body will turn into dust. Our bones will crumble away and wither away. Our body may die, but the soul will remain alive for eternity because the soul is immaterial. It doesn't die in the sense of the body dying. The body, as we see through our life, it goes through change continuously, as from birth, as an infant, to a child, to an adult, to a senior, until the time we die, and then we are placed in the grave. However, our soul, our character, that what makes you and I as human beings, the soul, the immaterial soul, he says that this is immutable, this doesn't change. The soul may go through different states, but the soul is the soul. It doesn't physically get larger or shrink. It doesn't have those same properties as the body has. And so as Sheikh Mohsin mentions, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati says that on the resurrection day, the soul of the human being will be the same soul which we had in this transient world. However, our physical body, the body that we were born with, that we lived with on this earth, that was now put into the earth, that this will be created in a new form. It won't be the same physical body I have today. It'll be a new body, a new form. But it obviously will resemble the body that I had in this transient world. Obviously, this is an entire discussion on how to understand resurrection, death, the physical body. What age will I be brought back up in? Will I be resurrected as a 15-year-old, as a 30, as a 50? What will my physical body look like? These are discussions which are important, no doubt, but are beyond the scope of this series. But suffice it to mention that this is something we should think about, because this is an example that God has brought forth in this verse, that he will create the like of us. The soul will be the same, but the body will not be the exact same body that we had today. As we conclude with some points to take away and to reflect upon, one of the first things that we realize from the study of this verse for today is the fact that when we speak to people who deny God, we should always start at the lowest common denominator. Start from the smallest of issues. For example, in terms of our creation, we could start with the creation of the human being from an egg and a sperm. We can look at the kingdom around us, the plant kingdom, the magnificent trees that we have, and then go from there to the creation of the earth, the planets, the solar system, the universe. We should start from the smallest and work our way up to the largest of God's creations in terms of the physical space that they take up. Point number two to reflect upon, which is again a theme that has been in this chapter and in many other verses of the Quran, is that it is the job of God to create. And not only does he create in this world, but he will recreate us in the world to come. This is the one of the duties of God, and this is how we understand God to be the one who will raise us up from our graves and give us that second life on the day of resurrection. And last but not least, as point number three, is that in addition to the wisdom and the justice of God being proof of the resurrection, there's also the point of his power and knowledge over the actions of humanity, which also act as a proof for the day of resurrection. And the fact that we will be gathered through his power and we will be questioned, although he has full knowledge, but we will be asked of all of the actions that we performed while we lived on this earth. And so as we conclude, we ask God to allow us to perform the best of actions to fulfill our obligations to him, to humanity, and to the rest of creation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.